Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, when we want to hear about some of the draft prospects, we turn to Jay Billis. So John Clark had Jay Billis on his podcast in recent days. And, you know, obviously a couple of the main ones are Ace Bailey and VJ Edgecombe. So let's start with Billis talking about Ace Bailey and what he could bring to the table.
He could be this huge Grand Slam home run. If you don't take him, you look bad because you passed up on him. And then if you take him and he doesn't realize on that potential, you look bad because people were pointing some of these things out now. But he's got the highest ceiling of players that'll be available at number 3.
Sounds like amongst the true experts that really know all these guys in and out, it sounds like Ace Bailey is the one considered the biggest boom or bust. Mm-hmm. Once you get past the first two guys, and of course, you know, you want the boom in an NBA, you know, situation, because the boom can change a franchise, but the bust can really set you back. So it'll be fascinating to see if they draft him. Now VJ Edgecombe is a real possibility as well. Ballas talked more with John Clark about Edgecombe.
Why wouldn't you trade back? You know, like,
well,
why,
because you want to get the player you want.
Considering,
well, I'm sure they are
considering. Out here.
All right, let's get to Billis on VJ Edgecombe.
VJ Edgecombe of Baylor is a wing, and he's probably the most athletic wing in the draft. You know, kind of high flyer, really good vertical, excellent in transition. He goes after the offensive glass, and he's a multi-positional defender. That can be really impactful on the defensive end as a wing. He can make a standstill 3. I think he's got some growth there, but he kind of reminds me, and I'm saying this at 19, if you compare when these guys were 19, he reminds me a little bit of Victor Oladipo at 19, and he reminds me a little bit of Dwayne Wade at 19. Now, obviously, those guys went on to be a hell of a lot better later on than they were at 19, but I think that's the sort of trajectory that is possible for VJ Edgecombe, because he has that those kind of measurables right now.
Look, you hear Wade's name,
that
gets you excited.
Pretty awesome.
I know,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, that sort of defensive versatility of a Victor Oladipo, man.
He was very good until his injury. Wade, obviously, a massive Hall of Famer.
Think about
the problem is, though, he's also talking about style. I mean, I remember that guy Dunn. Who was that guy? Was he a Providence guy?
Yeah, Chris Dunn.
Chris Dunn. And everyone said he plays like Dwayne Wade. And the problem is, he got to the NBA and he played more like Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade. Yeah, exactly right. All right, let's give you one more.
He had cool glasses, though.
Yeah, he did.
I really want to bring those back because I have my glasses change colors now in the sun.
Yep.
What about the flip downs? The Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but that's not the coolest thing about him. What is it? Come on. It's very obvious.
The coolest thing about Dwayne Wade?
Uh-huh. Going out with Jasmine Guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I was going to say,
are you
Whitley,
kidding me?
But
yeah, Whitley was awesome. All right, one more here on one of these draft prospects. Let's get to Konkanipal. Unlikely the Sixers will get him, but you never know. He's in that range. Chris Spitola of ESPN, one of their draft guys, talked about Konkanipal. This is Duke's Konkanipal. Let's listen to what he said.
Let's talk about Konkanipal. He can do a lot with the basketball. Like, he's a very willing and productive passer. He's not a great athlete. He's not a jet with the ball, but because of his bulk and because of his size, he's very good at using that size to create angles and get himself to the basket. So he was a much better finisher at the rim than I expected this year. I mean, I would be shocked if he gets out of the top 5. And honestly, I think it comes down, you know, to a question, whether it's Philly or whether it's Charlotte, who you value more. VJ Edgecombe and Konkanipal are two very different players. But the one thing they have in common is the character piece. You know, you are talking, they and Cooper Flagg, you're talking about the three highest character players in this draft.
Look, we're going to know tomorrow night. I mean, you really got 4 options beginning at 3. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin. In the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you want the Sixers to draft at 3? The 4 choices really do come down to Rutgers' Ace Bailey, Baylor's VJ Edgecombe, Texas's Trey Johnson, and Duke's Con Knipple. Who do you want them to get?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.